get it.
The guys on the inside. Green Bay football insider Michael Cohen on The Fan is brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Marola.
Hey, you want a good Christmas present? How about a subscription to The Athletic? We've got two of the best. Eric Name coming up to talk some Bucks in 15 minutes. Our Green and Gold insider, Michael Cohen, right now. You can follow him on Twitter, Michael_Cohen13. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Hey, Mike. Mike, tell us about anything you knew about or uncovered about Mike McCarthy meeting with the team this past Wednesday. Any little tidbits that we're unaware of, and how'd that go?
Yeah, so we actually got to meet with, you know, the team twice. The first time was on Tuesday. He met with just the coaching staff and sort of said his goodbyes to them and gave them well wishes and all that kind of stuff. And then on Wednesday, he had an opportunity to meet with the team. It was in the team meeting room where they always, you know, have their group addresses. And the Packers gave him a standing ovation when he came into the room. And then he spoke, and I was told it was really heartfelt and off the cuff and just really sort of, you know, demonstrated to the players not only that he was appreciative of what they did for him on the field, but also valued who they were as people and what they meant to him as individuals and as a team and as a family and all those types of things. And then when he finished his remarks, they gave him another standing ovation, and that was how Mike McCarthy, you know, parted ways with the Packers for good. And so I thought it was a really nice gesture by the organization to allow him to have an opportunity to do that. And by all accounts, the players and the coaching staff the day before really enjoyed having that opportunity to just sort of, you know, put a little bit of closure on things with a guy that had been here for, obviously, you know, a very, very long time.
I can't think of another instance where something like this has ever happened, where a coach gets fired mid-season and then comes back to say goodbye like that. I don't think of that. How do you think the players will respond to it? Like, will they play any different because they got to have that closure? And then to go off of that too, Michael, how different will they play now that Mike McCarthy won't be on the sidelines on Sunday? Because we just ran through our predictions, and we all think they're going to get that boost, the new coach boost, and we all predicted them to win this Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say. I don't really know if they'll play any harder or any differently. And, you know, a lot of the players were asked that similar question, and they said, oh, you know, we think there'll be energy, and we think there'll be, you know, new fire and new passion and all that stuff. But I kind of think that's sort of the cliche answer, and that's why I thought what Mike Pettine said yesterday was probably the most honest. And that's when he said, basically, you know, I have no idea how people are going to come out, and there's no way you can possibly know what the reaction is going to be in this situation until you get out onto the field. He said it's, from what he's been around and what he's seen in the league, he said it's very, very difficult to predict the way a team will respond to something like this. And that, I think, is the honest truth. Nobody knows what's going to happen this weekend. Could they come out and be more energized and fired up? Yes. Could they come out and maybe give up a touchdown early, and then all of a sudden, you know, they start to say, well, you know, our coach is gone, our season's over, why should we, you know, bother to keep pushing as hard as we can? You know, I could see that too. So to me, it's a fascinating dynamic, and nobody knows what it's going to be like until the game happens.
Yeah. What do you think the game plan is going to be? Anything different from what we've seen in the past with McCarthy, with Philbin calling the plays?
I have no idea, because Philbin has not called plays since 1996 when he was the offensive coordinator at Northeastern. So nobody has any idea if he's going to run the ball a lot. Nobody has any idea if he's going to throw the ball a lot. And it's a huge moment for him, not only auditioning, you know, for the Packers to see if they want to keep him around as head coach, but also for other teams around the league, because if he's not retained as head coach, it's probably a good bet that he's going to need to go somewhere else. And he wants to show other teams that he can call plays, that he could be a coordinator, that he could be considered for a head coach somewhere. So this is a hugely important moment for Joe Philbin to put something on his NFL resume that up until this point has never been on his resume.
You've got Byron Bell, and we're actually going to talk about the game just for a little bit, actually. You've got Byron Bell and Brian Bulaga, who did not participate in practice yesterday. Kevin King placed on injured reserve this week. Long snapper Hunter Bradley has even popped up on the injury report. How much is this game going to look like maybe a third game of the preseason on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely could. And, you know, there's the opportunity for the coaches to play younger players. You never know if that was an initiative passed on from, you know, the scouting department to say, hey, look, try and win this game, but we also want to see the following guys, X, Y, Z, at certain points in time. So, again, it all goes back to nobody knows what to expect from the Packers, you know, this week. There's a lot of injuries. There's a lot of moving parts. There's new coaches. There's fewer coaches on offense. There's fewer coaches on defense after the decision to fire Winston Moss. So there's all kinds of different things going on right now, and it's hard to figure out exactly how things will come together from a game planning standpoint, from an injury standpoint, from a motivation standpoint. It's going to be really, really fascinating to watch the beginning of this game because there are so many unknowns for the Packers that it's basically like wait and see, and we'll figure out what happens once the ball is kicked.
Randall Cobb, do you think he's playing in one of his final home games, the final games in general for the Packers with four games left here, and do you think so?
I do, yeah. I think there's a lot of guys that are probably in that boat. You know, I think if Nick Perry was healthy, he could potentially be in that boat. I think Clay Matthews could be in that boat. I think there's a lot of guys that could be playing their final couple of games here for the Packers. I just think that with the way the rookie receivers have played well enough to inspire confidence that they can develop into nice players, and the fact that Cobb was once again hurt a lot in a contract year and wasn't totally dynamic in the weeks when he was healthy, I just don't think it makes a lot of sense for the Packers to bring him back. And I think with wide receivers making as much money as they do, I'm guessing somebody else will overpay for Randall Cobb and give more money than the Packers are willing to give. So I think there's a number of guys, a number of veterans, a number of players who have been huge parts of the Mike McCarthy era, you know, that could be seeing their time with the Packers end over these next couple of weeks. And it's going to be a massive offseason of change, not just with the coaching staff, not just with, you know, the new incoming draft class that really needs to play well right away, but there's going to be a lot of familiar faces, I think, that are leaving town. And so, yes, I think Randall Cobb is probably among them.
Cody has taken the Packers 24-17. I win 31-20. Chuck 27-20. How do you see this one playing out, Michael?
Yeah, I'll take the Packers too, but honestly, it's mostly like a shot in the dark because I have no idea. But I'll take the Packers 26-20. I just think that Aaron Rodgers will play better and play more crisply than he has in weeks past. And I think that with the Falcons defense that has struggled all season long, due in part to key injuries and also just the fact that, you know, they're not a very good defense, I think Rodgers will do enough to get it done. And so I'll take the Packers in Joe Philbin's first game.
Michael, we will talk to you on Monday. It is fascinating to see what's going to happen here. We'll break it down with you at 8:20. We appreciate that. Have a good weekend.
All right. Sounds good, fellas. Have a nice rest of your week, and we'll talk soon.